Hey there, friends. This is Brianna again. You are joining me on my trip to the post office in between client appointments. I have you on speakerphone and I'm hands-free right now, so I'm being super safe. But I wanted to share a little bit of an insight into the life of a business owner. I have so many clients who are female entrepreneurs. And so I think a lot of you can relate to this, and you might have some business pet peeves too that I think we can all relate to. And those of you who aren't business owners, here's a little insight into just some of the many things that we get emailed about every single day. So for those of you that don't know, I'm Brianna Thomas, and I have been working on my skincare and makeup line for the last over 5 years now. And in working on this product line, I have been so thrilled, so excited, so just overjoyed by all of the results my clients are getting with using proper ingredients on their skin and avoiding bad ingredients on their skin. However, I never in a million years thought I would be researching adhesives and inks and the threading on caps on bottles and lids and seals and all of that that goes into this very lengthy project, doing it all from scratch and all on my own. So recently I discovered that one of my masks was not working well in the packaging it was in. So I reached out to a couple of packaging manufacturers to get new bottle samples. And I reached out to this one particular company that I've worked with in the past and just said, hey, send an email. I said, hey, I'm looking at this particular model. Can you give me a quote on what it would take to get a sample of this size and this size sent to me? Very simple. I then got no response through email, but I got multiple calls over the last couple of days saying, hey, it's me from this company. Call me at your earliest convenience. And in business owner world, calling someone at our earliest convenience might be like a month from now. We don't have a lot of earliest convenience time. And usually chatting on the phone doesn't work all that well because we're running a business. And what I have found in the 8 years that I've owned my own business, even though I've been working with skin for about 15, what I've learned that is if it is not in writing in email, it is so incredibly easy for miscommunications to take place and things to get forgotten. So I like to have everything down in writing in email form, which ends up working best. Well, this morning, so a day and a half later, I did get an email, and the email started like this. I've left you multiple messages. I need to hear back from you. What the heck? This is not a great way to say, hey, I would like to help you out with something that you're interested in purchasing from us. It just creates massive frustration. And if you are a vendor, I could see how you might be frustrated when somebody doesn't get back to you. However, time and time and time again with vendors, whether it's an ingredient supplier or packaging manufacturer, or I use some like facial tightening devices in my office as well that I get for my clients. There's oftentimes I'll say, hey, can I get a quote on this? Or I'm interested in this. Tell me my options. And there's like this mass urgency from them that they need to hear back from me immediately. And when we as business owners are just kind of inquiring or inquisitive or wondering something, it is something that we're interested in, but it isn't our main priority. Our main priority is our customers and keeping our business running. And so if you're a vendor and you have the tendency to put pressure on your customers to get back to you or to call you back, or you're not providing all the information, know that from our standpoint, it can be challenging to keep up with all of the necessary daily tasks, much less the things that we're just curious about. So I'm really curious if you are, you know, also a business owner and you're experiencing these things, what do you do? I, in the past, used to think, oh gosh, well, I need to get back to them and it would stress me out. And now I just realize that I have to take care of my priorities and I'll get back to what I can when I can, and there's no sense in stressing out about it. And I, too, then take on the approach that, ooh, I better make sure I'm not putting pressure on anybody. If someone needs a friendly reminder, I start it as a friendly reminder, like, hey, I'm just checking in on you. What did you think about this? I know you have a lot going on, no pressure. But yeah, I think the interaction between vendors and business owners and the whole like urgency that we place upon all of that, getting back communication, has been very, very interesting. And this is just a little insight into my world.